Blog Talk Radio.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Jackie Gleason. I love this country. It's been good to me, beyond my wildest dreams. And because I love America so much, lately I've been concerned. Like a lot of you, concerned about where America is going in the next 4 years. That's why I've decided to speak up for Richard Nixon. He sees it like it is, and he tells it like it is. I've never made a public choice like this before, but I think our country needs this Nixon. And we need him now.
Coast to coast, this is the Possum Hour theme.
He's the president and resident, kind of in charge. He's got the whole country saying, that's my Bush. Life is hard, that's the price of fame. When you're president, everyone knows your name. Hey, what's that thing? It's my Bush. I can't believe he's actually in the White House. That's our moral. That's my Bush.
evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Possum Hour. Hope you all had a great weekend and that your week ahead is full of promise. And not so many damn calls from the candidates. All of them. Simmer down. May Possum Hour set you on that path. Uh-oh. High CPU usage. My Windows XP has reached critical mass. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, proud makers of Uncle Skeevy's pork innards and Foonman's 100% natural shoe polish. We at Possum Hour thank them again for their patronage. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided by the Church of the Latter-day Shemps. You're listening to the Grenache Network, the home of the finest in radio entertainment. You heard me right. Mondays, it's us, Possum Hour. Tonight, it's our Election Eve special, where we will dissect all the issues and, I don't know, make fun of as many as we can in the time allotted. Tuesdays and Thursdays at 9, it's clobbering time with your host, Ben J. Grimm, the ever-loving brown-eyed thing. He tackles the tough issues like who'd win in a fight, Batman or Spider-Man, stuff like that. And then there's Friday Night Possum, which is another episode of our show, which we like to call Friday Possum because it takes place on Friday night. And on Saturday nights, it's always a party at Daddy G. On Sunday nights, join us here on the Grenache Network for the Dirty Sons of Pitches. And, if you'd like to get a case of the shingles, check out Uncle Jesse's Possum Hour on the internet. Well, the phone lines will be open in a few minutes. Tell them what to do, Tex.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
We miss you, buddy. But first, it's Possum Hour editorial.
The time has come to quit fooling around and talk about censorship. We of the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour have had our share of censorship problems. But we are not against censorship, because we realize there is always the danger of something being said. Many people feel that censorship is a violation of freedom of speech. Bull feathers. Censorship is not unconstitutional. Censors have a right to censor what you hear. The Bill of Rights says nothing about freedom of hearing. This, of course, takes a lot of fun out of the freedom of speech. Without censorship of television, how else can you, the American public, have the protection you want from vulgar scenes, overexposed bodies, and all the other sights you like to see? Let's face it, there have to be some realistic taboos, especially with political comment. After all, the leaders of our country were not elected to be tittered at. Censors have to draw the line somewhere. For instance, we are allowed to say Ronald Reagan is a lousy actor. But we're not allowed to say he's a lousy governor. Which is ridiculous. We know he's a good actor. You can't say anything bad about President Johnston. Because you shouldn't insult the president. But if you compliment him, who will believe it? So you can see that there is a place for censors. And we only wish we could tell you where it is.
Oh, and there's our first caller. Welcome to Possum.
Yeah, this here's Carl.
Hey, Carl, what's up, man? What's going on?
Yeah, election day's tomorrow.
Yeah.
I've been working down at Podunk polling place this year again.
Oh, you're going to assist the voters, are you?
Well, sort of. I stand by with a bucket and mop just in case one of the voters throws up.
Oh.
Phenomenon called a puking at the polls. It started when Roosevelt ran against that corrupt cigar store Indian in his last term. Well, ever since, at least 4% of the electorate ends up a barfing when they vote for the lesser of two evils. Well, that's why they give you Dramamine now, along with that sticker that says I voted.
So have you decided who you're going to vote for?
Well, I've given it long and hard thought, and, well, it ain't going to be for Romney. If I'm going to vote for somebody wearing magic underwear, you might as well be Bill Clinton. I don't want to have to clean up my own vomit, so I don't think I'm voting for the president neither. I just may vote for a third party.
Oh, the Green Party?
No.
The Libertarians?
Nope. I think I'm going to write in on Malt Liquor Man as the president.
No way!
Yeah, he's easy commodore. Easy like a Sunday morning in America. Again. Them words spoke to me, commodore. And I like his party platform.
Oh, where he stands on the issues?
No, where him and his buddies sit and party. They got a plank set across some cinder blocks, around one of them flaming trash cans down there by the tracks. Anyway, I'm backing Malt Liquor Man for president. This here is Carl, and I approve this message. All right, then. We'll be right back.
in my heart, the deep and dark and lonely part. Watcher and wait for after dark.
Ladies and gentlemen, the lovely Reverend Wendy.
Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening.
And how are we this evening? Election Eve.
I'm well.
Good. Good.
Yeah.
You up for some possum?
Oh, yeah. Let's do it. Let's bring on the console.
All right. Console, here we come.
You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
What you see is a mystery, but he makes it all come true. If you've got a heart, then Gumby's a part of you.
Fuck you, Gumby!
Ladies and gentlemen, fuck you, Gumby. How you doing there,
Hello,
Professor?
Hello, Commodore. Hello, Wendy.
Hello. How you doing, Gumbo?
Man, right. I'm getting like vuja day here, deja vu. Have we done this before? I don't know.
I know. It feels kind of crazy.
Weird. Oh, well.
Here's an amazing act. Here's a tremendous act. Here's a startling act. The amazing, the thrilling, the greatest, spectacular.
Well, I say, come on, cocksucker Sammy, get your motherfucking mammy. We're going down to the cocksucker's ball. Fuck, suck, and fight. Tell the king of the broad daylight, we don't need no goddamn taxi fare. We're gonna trim them hoes in a rocking chair, take off all the rags. We're gonna play a little game called tag tomorrow night after Run Cocksucker's Ball.
The greatest, spectacular, incredible, exciting, wonderful, world fame, most unusual novelty act.
Malt liquor, damn!
Hey, gentlemen, malt liquor, man!
Right. What's going on, my fellow citizens?
Right.
Hey, Malty.
That's like you're getting into this campaign here, huh?
That's right. I have a platform and a message.
Oh, you do? Are you ready for your message?
I have a message
and
to my
And do
citizens.
You endorse it and approve it?
Okay, oh, cool. Wait.
Okay.
Okay.
My
we got
fellow.
Wait. Not ready yet.
Okay, well, you take it down. My statement cannot wait. The American people must know the truth.
He's
here
got set up a teleprompter anyway.
Yeah, well, it's my XP, yeah. Here we go. Okay.
Yeah, my teleprompter.
Fire that director.
Get these teleprompters ready. Okay.
Here we go. Okay.
My fellow Americans, I stand before you humble by the depths of trials ahead and to the many challenges that we face. And we must face things like, will I get my free phone? Where the hell's my government check? How the hell am I supposed to go to Palo Tenement in Queens? Because ain't no toilet. I'm going to poop in the hall. Let me ask yourself, where's my malt liquor? Just sit down. Where the hell did it go? Oh, there it is. Hold on. Hey, hold on. Now, let me reiterate. After 4 years of what we just had, can it get any worse? The answer is, I don't know. Let's find out. That's why I'm here for you to vote for me, malt liquor man. They say every vote is precious, and this one is no exception. I promise fried chicken in every bucket, and about licking every fridge. I promise keep the masses sedated. So they fight, free my own right, but they will be sedated. They don't know what's going on, like a frog in a pot of boiling water. And the last one really nearly ruined the place because they didn't know what to do with it. If you think the country's bad off now, we'd like to do it. Thank you, Pastor. Now, I promise to move my government outside of Washington so that I may be with the people. Maybe I'll move it under a bridge, maybe into a box car. I haven't put that out yet. But I will govern amongst the people. And I promise that most of you will not get mugged or robbed. Most of you, anyway.
There you go.
Finally, what's happening? You ask yourself, who is Martha going to surround himself with? Communists? Capitalists? Haters? Others? Who is he going to be around? I will explain. My cabinet will consist of Colonel Deck, Secretary of Hemp and Liquor. That's right, Secretary of Hemp and Liquor. Reverend Wynn, he's my Surgeon General, because I like the holistic method of medicine. Finally, Ajay Gandhi is my Secretary of Culture and Jazz. So you like jazz, get the fuck out my country. Now, I'll also be holding bum fights until most of the other cabinet spots I have left as I need. So I'm out like a man, and I'll soon.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh.
I've a little tear in my eye after that. That was pretty scary.
I hear you. I'm all choked up.
You can feel good about voting again.
Yeah.
I feel good about something. Yeah.
That's
right.
Wow. It's like, geez, winning. If you wanted, you'd like winning the lottery.
Gary Busey's ass after that speech.
I think so.
That is going to be easy like Thunder on it in America again.
That's
oh,
my treat. I love it.
Gravy. Good gravy.
Both teeth.
You know, and I came into this thing tonight kind of cynical. You know, my faith has been renewed.
That's right. Your faith in America. We can make it strong. If we all just stay sedated together, everything will come about.
And that's for our American families. It's awesome.
That's right. I know there's going to be help. There's going to be chicken and liquor. Man, there's going to be everything.
Chicken, liquor, health care, free phones.
Now, that's what I call
it. You're going to get a free phone. And if you need to see a doctor, just go to the emergency room and don't pay the bill. Throw it away. You can't do nothing.
There you go.
Phone should be free. It's like the radio.
Use that.
The lines are already up. It's just like, oh, come on now. Really?
Dine and Dash Medical Care. I love
that. Take that bill and you put it right in the rotation five.
Or you can line your shoes. You can line your shoes with that thing. Yeah.
But if you crumple it up and put it under your shirt, it acts as better insulation.
Oh, well, that's good.
A crap to eat.
Oh, good advice. Oh, we have Mr. Science has joined us here in the Possum Lounge.
He's looking for a cabinet position is what he's doing.
I think so.
Yeah, he needs to be appointed to some position.
That's right. I'll make him head of NASA. How's that? You like that?
Head of NASA. There you go. Mr. Science. You're in there. Hey, might as well do a roll call here while we're at it. Mr. Science.
Oh, yeah.
I found out that was BR549 over there. Daddy G's here tonight. Dickie Crooks. Dr. Cake. Ford Prefect. G.T. Trenton. Other People's Eyes. A lovely Reverend Wendy. Professor R.J. Gummy and S.D. Flash, ladies and gentlemen. The Possum Lounge.
Yes.
All right. Well, excellent. Well, welcome, Mr. Science. Please join in the mayhem. Whenever. Again, I'm off tonight because this. I didn't realize. I kind of took my other computer for granted. When I was preparing the show today, I noticed how much slower this old motor coach is. This is a motor coach. The other one's the Ferrari. This one kind of lopes at its own speed. You kind of hurry up and wait.
God, we're being trained for this flea.
Make that little crackling noise, the thinking noise computers make.
hooking up to the modem.
You got the Doogie Howser computer all pumped up for tonight.
Exactly. I've got a monotone screen.
Was it a Commodore 64?
You better believe it. Commodore 64, 65, whatever it takes.
You can even play pitfall on it.
Yeah, and Pong. I got Pong.
Are you trying to run the show through your Atari console?
Just about.
The reason we all came here tonight.
Yes.
Blow up the campaign.
Yes.
What do you think?
Yes.
Thermonuclear device attached to the side of the 2012 presidential campaign.
Mm-hmm.
Might go good if I can find the damn thing.
I'm crying like Baby Abby over this.
Oh my God, they've been driving me crazy. They won't leave me alone. All they do is I've been getting 20 calls a day from these jackasses. So, I don't know.
I've only got one phone call in a week.
Really?
That's
it. Yeah. Really? Okay.
I'm getting them on my cell phone from Maryland.
That's weird, because how do they get your cell phone number?
That's
where I got my one.
Delegate before, so I must be on the list with the same number because I haven't had a landline in like forever.
Yeah. Actually,
I had my fax machine, so
I'm gonna go back to a landline if I can, if they have a good enough deal for free long distance. That way, when the electricity goes out, I'll have a phone. Anyway, it's time to blow up the election. I'm tired of it, man. Every freaking time I go to YouTube to watch a video, hi, I'm Barack Obama, or this is Mitt Romney, or, you know.
Yeah, I'm not getting that either.
You're not getting that either? They must be targeting Ohio, then.
Oh, well, yeah, but you know what? Yep. Obama's already coming out on that one. I'm telling you.
Oh, I got a good one. I got a good one for End of the World, man, on that shit, on who's going to win tomorrow.
I think they're getting a little spooked. It's like, oh my, not about who's going to win, but my prediction.
Well, you just wait. But that's for later in the show, because right now we're just going to blow the whole fucking thing up. What do you think?
We say
it. I say do it.
It's here to go.
I'm tired of Barack Obama and Mitt Romney.
That's why you're crying? Oh, it'll be over soon, Abby. Okay? The election will be over soon, okay?
Okay. I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
During the last weeks of this campaign, there will be debates,
there are two
speeches,
very different paths the country can take. One
if
is a path represented by the president,
living room
which
or
at the end of 4 years
table,
would mean we'd have $20 trillion in debt.
When I took office, we were losing nearly 800,000 jobs a month,
budget,
and we're mired in Iraq.
The president's path
today,
would mean
I believe
continuing
that as a nation, we are moving forward. We
have
much more to do.
We have
to work and make the middle class
secure. The president's path means 20 million
people
believe
that we need bigger tax cuts for the
world. Get people back to work
with
12 million new jobs.
All of us will
follow. I make sure that we get people
off
of these
dams,
not by cutting
the
program, but by getting them new jobs. America's
worth my
time. And that
personally treats 9 million jobs.
People will
go to business in double direction. You can't break these companies that are not in America. These are shit jobs over here. We cut our oil imports in half and produce more American
made of wheat altogether.
Natural gas and Mitt Romney.
Turn it off!
I'm Mitt Romney.
All while doubling the fuel efficiency.
I'm Mitt Romney.
Pull the string. nailed to the cheek. Gone is the Watergate. We the people should re-elect him for another term. Nobody else can be trusted, just a man from California State. So-called freedom of the press, I wonder if they'll ever burn. Stone walls and iron bars do not always make a prison, and especially for a dozen men. The former White House staff, I predicted some of them will go free. The Democrats haven't won. John Dean hasn't told the truth. Why don't they end the Watergate affair? Never before in America such great injustice to Richard Nixon. But we must remember the good he has done. Hail to the chief. We'll draft him for president in 76, unless he chooses not to run. Yes, sir, you're innocent from the start, and that is my belief. Oh, hail to the chief. On is the Watergate for a third landslide. Lest we forget, he won the peace. Our next Republican president, happy days are here to stay. Always look on the bright side. God's in his heaven, all's right with the world. That's my sentiment. Oh, united peace. God divided we
fall. Oh, Professor, you want it more like a bird.
That's it. That's it. Give me the bird.
Interested, you know, I was riffing at that point. And
what the hell was up going with that song? Was that a real song?
That was a real fucking song. Can you believe that?
That wasn't someone just being funny.
As far as I know, that's a real song. The guy is
Lord.
In love with Richard Nixon. He would have forgiven him. If Nixon would have raped that guy's mother, he'd have forgiven him, man. He loved him.
Because of the chief, baby.
He's funny. Just a square. Like, he's from California. He's not even cool.
He had phlebitis, man. Give him a break. So I wonder what happened to Chief Wild Eagle, man. Anybody heard from him?
No. No, and I loved him.
He was on a kayak.
Kayak.
Canoe or kayak.
When I'm Sandra Ware, could find another bear.
John Link was on that other show last night.
What's that? Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, did you check
but
out?
No one asked him anything about
show?
Sandy, though, so I don't know.
Yeah. Well, they got another storm coming, a nor'easter coming in.
Yeah, it's going to hit tomorrow.
And they got like, thousands of people still homeless right now.
I know they're saying that 100,000 are going to be joining me in New York.
Yeah, so.
Permanently, no place to live.
Count your blessings, dear kids.
I should do like that survival dude and sell like homeless people's kills. You know, somehow to be homeless.
I dig.
Survival guy. The guy drinks his own piss?
Nah, the same crap, different bucket.
Oh, did you think Chief's out there drinking his own piss? Holy crap.
Sun's going down. Time to drink my own piss.
Finally, an excuse to drink my own piss.
He goes, sometimes my own. Sure, you know.
Funny, I feel like I tasted that before.
Hey, Bear Grylls does it all the time. I used to watch his show. Every time he was like peeing on himself or drinking his own pee, I'm like, oh my God, come on.
One time I see this motherfucker, he skin a snake, he peel it all inside out, and then pee into the snake skin to hold it and bring it later. What the fuck is wrong with you? Just fucking drink it. Just pour it instead of wrapping a cat and fuck
him. A loaf of bread, a jug of pee, and thou, I guess.
Is that really survival, or is this guy heavily into his own piss?
I wonder sometimes, because it's like every episode.
I think it's some kind of fetish.
Well, those Indians, those fasting guys in India used to drink their own wee-wee. Or I don't know, they probably still do.
I mean, it's mostly water, but...
Well, they say after you're cleansing your body and you keep drinking your own pee, it just comes out clear. Doesn't have any taste or smell. That's what the guy said. I don't know. I never tried it.
That can't be good.
Well, the problem is when you're in the wilderness, even like I was going to do a Survivor weekend up in the Porcupine Mountains in the UP, it looks like it's really clean, clear water, but if you don't boil it or have some type of filter in the water to boil it through, like mooses and bears and stuff shit in the water, and then you can get tapeworm. So it's actually better for to drink your own piss than it would be like a clear freshwater lake that you don't know.
Yep.
And don't pee in the water, because the leeches can go up in there and other ticks and stuff.
Ooh.
Well,
now
climb
you just up
can't
your
pee. You sound like an overprotective mother.
I raised up tons of fears.
Pee in the pool or pee in the beach. Oh,
no, we've been joined by Apple Cheeks Alice just in time for talking about pee and wee wee.
It's like the kids come up, they go, "Mommy, I gotta go pee." It's like you go stand in the water up to your fucking waist and you go. So that way I don't have to go all the way walk to the bathrooms with all them fucking people in them. Just go in the water.
Yep, that's okay. Send them into the water.
That's right. Full circle, man. Circle of life. That's funny.
Alrighty. Well, let's see. Got end of the world coming up. Pretty darn good yodel.
Tomorrow? Today.
I was going to say, it'll be tomorrow.
Yeah, well, for some of us, I reckon. I don't know. You know, I can't get that involved anymore, man. I kind of...
Getting too old for this shit is what it is.
Disillusioned. Yeah. Disillusioned. Yep. Can only...
Disenfranchised.
Believe in Santa Claus so many times before you get wise. Yeah. You
in politics have become strange.
Absolutely. I think the music died out there. Do this one. Good. Oh, yeah. I don't know why, but I keep getting cut off. And if I get cut off before the show goes off, I can call back in. If the show's off, I'm out. So.
Yep. That's what happened Friday, huh?
Yeah, when you hear the Johnny Carson music come on and I ain't talking, you figure that's what happens.
The Johnny Carson music.
I can still control the switchboard, but I can't talk and I can't hear the show. I just watch.
Yeah, we were wondering because you were giving us different background music.
Yeah, I can see the there's like a little clock on each. Song, you know, I can watch it spin down. When it's over, I can put on another one like that.
I just thought he didn't listen to the replay because he's talking all about you.
Yeah, I know. I did listen back, and shame on y'all.
I know. At least we were kind enough to talk behind your back.
Listen, Wendy,
you got
it all.
No, I don't think it's my computer SD because it happened on my old machine. My other machine. It's my phone or my phone service. I think it's my phone service that's doing it.
You got one of them Obama phones, too?
No, no. Actually, this is a Jimmy Carter phone. It's kind of old.
Is that flip phone that looks like a football?
Yeah, like a princess.
It reads like peanut.
Yeah, shaped like a peanut. And
the plan is, dude, you take off his top hat and
pocket it. Getting a little old.
If it smells like a peanut and looks like a peanut, it's a fucking peanut.
I bet, you know, I think she was the hottest first lady.
Ooh. Yeah. Hey.
Jimmy Carter's old lady. She was hot, man.
You like the southern chicks, that's why, don't you?
Yeah.
I like FBI's wife. She was fucking smoking.
Yeah, oh, yeah, Eleanor? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Her, well, it's
like
between her and Lena Hyena, I think, as far as good looking babes.
I heard Charlotte Madison was quite buxom.
Everyone liked her cupcakes.
That's right.
Yeah, baby.
Nice baked goods.
I like, I fill her cups with my batter. But I like her, do.
How you liking Michelle, though? Won't lick her mask.
I don't know.
I think she's a man,
dude.
But
she's big,
man.
Junk in the trunk.
Yeah, if you want to grab you and she make love to you, I tell you what.
Yeah.
Make love to her.
Rip you in half.
That's right. She will, too.
Got some mean-looking thighs. Bam. Crush you.
She's going to squeeze you up like a tuba.
Yeah, baby. That's it. Yeah. You know, it seemed like when I was little, it always seemed like presidents were like old and, you know, they had JFK, but other than that, you know, they're matronly wives. Now it's like you got to be a good-looking guy and have a hot wife.
Yeah. Well, I think a lot to do with I don't know, man. People
just
look better.
Well, I'm getting older. That's the thing. They're getting younger. I'm getting older.
But I mean, people back then and stuff, they was all ugly anyway. They all had bad teeth. Surgery was all just.
Well, there was a lot more formality, you know. They wore top hats and drove in limos and shit, you know. And then Jimmy Carter said, well, call me Jimmy and I'm not wearing a top hat and I'll walk down the street. And then since then, it's just...
I heard about Jimmy Carter, speaking to him. He, Secret Service man, wrote a book about all the presidents he worked for. And he said Jimmy Carter used to carry around an empty briefcase or empty suitcase the one he was on trip to make it look like he carrying his own luggage. He made me
cool. Speaking of Jimmy Carter, don't let me forget, I got a bizarro story I just remembered. I didn't write it down for the end of the world. This is some crazy shit.
Wow,
no,
about Nixon.
About Nixon.
Gas for hours.
About Nixon. Right after the 3 minutes. Oh, speaking of which.
Yes.
Time for 3 minutes. You'll never get back. The award-winning portion of our show. I originally was going to play a song by Tiny Tim tonight.
Yeah.
I'll play it later. Because it's not... The Tiny Tim song is so beautiful. You'll all be crying and, you know...
Yeah.
It'll be one of those moments.
Oh, I'm sure.
Those possum hour moments.
You don't have
it's not a
3 moment.
Minutes. Yeah, and at the last minute, I came up with... Minus the K... Minus the K.
Minus the K.
This is a song by Minus the K. It's called, appropriately enough, Election Day. Ladies and gentlemen, 3 minutes. You'll never get back.
Streets are clean. Sidewalks get repaired, dead trees get cut down, there's sawdust in the air. You might think it's wonderful, life is such a plague. It's not utopia, it's just election day, election day. Your trucks are everywhere, at the break of dawn. Visit all the houses at once, just like that. It might be a miracle. Who am I to say? Is that myopia on election day? Election.
3 minutes, you'll never get back, is what that was.
I was thinking about it.
Yeah.
You think Jimmy recorded under different names?
I.
Someone got a phone, bro?
I don't know.
You have to ask the peanut phone. It's probably red, even back then.
Oh man! Oh yeah. Okay, that's what we're getting at with the end of the world. You want to get to that? The end of the world? Just go right into it. End of the world?
Yeah, slide right in. Yeah.
We got shit to talk about. We got shit to count down. There's shit going on.
Key word here is shit.
Shit. It's that hover around commercial. Here's the hover around commercial. They say chair like 87 times in one sentence. It's like, no company will say chair as many times as we'll say chair. We'll deliver your chair. I don't know.
Hammer it in your head.
Hover around, take me where I want to go.
Chair.
I'm Tom Cruise, and I'm going to get you a chair for free.
Yeah.
You know, he looks different in those commercials. That's the funny part.
I like the people that wheeling themselves to the Grand Canyon. It's just like, do the world a favor. Go on another 6 feet, you fucking bum.
Or do the skywalk. You see that fucking thing? Ain't no way I'm going on that.
Well, some asshole doing it 360 around a goddamn Statue of Liberty. You drive yourself in the water.
Yeah, how do you swim out there in that tumbler? Must be like a James Bond boat, too. All right. Shoot, I lost it. I got the chunky switchboard again, so, you know, forgive me. Here we go.
Get ready for the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Hey, there we go. Ladies and gentlemen, as you may or may not know, the ancient Mayan calendar runs out at 6 a.m. Eastern Time on December 21st this year. And each week, each day, each hour brings us that much closer. That will either be the end of the world or a spiritual renewal or maybe just another fucking Friday. So join us, shit, as we shit, countdown shit, to the end shit of the shit world. Shit! 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 All righty. Hey, man. Heavy stuff. First off, I saw this video this afternoon. Blew my mind, man. Blew my mind. I'd read about this before. I'd read parts of this, so I'm pretty sure this is true. I didn't do a fact check on it, but... Jackie Gleason and Richard Nixon were golfing, right?
Yeah.
The subject of aliens came up. Well, Nixon, he told Jackie Gleason that there's some shit that did blow his mind, man. Like aliens and shit, right? So, that night, Nixon skips out on his Secret Service guys. He drives over to Jackie Gleason's crib, gets him in the car, takes him out to this military base and shows him the aliens, just like in, Independence Day and the fake Fox videos. They're lying in these glass cases, all dead and shit, and aliens, and there's spacecraft. And Jackie went on a bender for like 2 months or something, just drank himself silly. He couldn't sleep. Blew his mind. Crazy. And then he built that wacky house that looks like a spaceship. Jackie did.
Yeah.
I think he was wanting to go up with the alien.
Built a spaceship house, did he?
Yeah. He's got this crib up, or he had a crib up in the in New York. In the mountains.
That was like the Jackson's house.
Kinda, yeah. It was all circular. It was like a big space. It looked like a landing pad for a spacecraft.
Okay.
And there were 14 bars and one bathroom.
Well, that makes no sense.
They planned that well.
He's the great one, man. He could hold
me
it.
A coffee cup. I ain't got no time to go to the bathroom.
Well, yeah.
Maybe he and his buddies drank their piss.
No, they were too busy drinking good scotch, man.
Oh,
were they, drinking
right.
That moon booze?
That moon booze.
Mars?
That Mars booze would fuck you up,
yeah.
Man.
Right.
Okay, now, here's the tinfoil hat. Well, this isn't really tinfoil hat. This is for real shit. These guys I know, this one fellow... He's running for the Ohio Congress. I'm not sure which house. I guess, well, for this, yeah, representative. For the Ohio Congress, for the Green Party. So, you know, right there. He's living all out there. Gadfly. But they exposed a lot of voter fraud in Ohio.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure it's riddled with it.
In 2004. And, well, this one came coming out there. The guys on the board there, the Ohio Secretary of State, they're putting some experimental software patches inside the machines in 39 counties and not letting anybody know what this uncertified and untested software may be. So, I'm just saying, man, if the results out of Ohio are a little weird, you heard it here first, man. That's all I'm saying.
I hit Chad all over again.
Yep.
Well, I hear the recount vote in Ohio is going to be a goddamn night.
Well, that was the thing in 04. There was all this voter fraud, and there was like, $100,000 left in the kitty to mount a recount. And instead of mounting a recount, Kerry used that money to pay for lawyers to stop the recount. Now, what the fuck? That doesn't even make sense, man.
To stop the recount?
Except, and that's if Kerry's in on it and it's all, you know, skull and bones and everybody's just in on the fix, which, you know.
See that? Don't vote, people. Forget it. Don't play the game.
I don't know.
Sit it out. Sit it out.
What do you think, Wendy? Fix is in?
What do I think?
Yeah, what do you think?
I think, there's always going to be issues. I mean, they're bitching about Florida already. People have been waiting 7 hours in line to vote. I don't know why they get to vote early.
Well, New Hampshire's done.
Florida
a couple of,
and Ohio that throw a monkey wrench in the whole fucking thing.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to tell y'all the same thing Sonny Lance Lambert.
Whoops.
What the fuck?
Whoops.
That show.
I hit the wrong button.
Everyone's working in Ohio, so they're going to, you know, fine tooth comb it. And it may be on the up and up, it may not. Right now, it's saying 53% for Obama. And it was
in Ohio?
So you got more, yeah, for Obama.
Okay, Ohio, okay, so at this point, they're polling 53% for Obama. So if Obama ends up losing Ohio,
I will be shocked.
Yeah, but
I will be.
See, the thing is,
early. I mean, because early vote is one thing. A lot of people don't turn out till that day.
Yeah,
well,
but you know
but,
what? Most of the states that already had absentee,
and a lot of
they already had over 50% of the people vote. So
well, that's good because
Virginia,
because
yeah,
good for Obama.
53% goes a long way. Don't mean 50% of the people have voted.
Well, it's good for Obama because Romney owns a good a company that owns a lot, a good amount of the machines here in Ohio.
Oh, come
you
on,
know, in Hamilton County. No, it's true.
That's not true. That's his son that owns it.
It's true. He owns the company that
it's
makes the machines.
It's his son that owns it. Not him, isn't it? His son?
Well, okay. Well, his son's impartial.
All right, then. I think the story is great. You're going to be crooked. You got to be stupid about it. Any good politician knows that.
I stand corrected.
That's right. He's fast crook. He ain't going to be like
saying,
the Al Franken. Like,
you know,
oh, look, we found 100 votes in the basement of a church. Look what I found. Oh, they were
they did finally figure out who the end of that one, didn't
who
they?
Who stole that election?
Hey, man, they both. I mean, both sides do it. I'm not saying, you know.
Oh, it's awful. It's ugly. You get ugly.
We're as far as our elections go in this country, we're equal to a third world nation.
Although, you know, I got to agree with Frank Zappa. He always said, get out and vote. He was always one to say, go vote. So, don't forget to vote for Malt Liquor Man.
There you
That's
go.
Right. Malt Liquor Man.
Go out tomorrow and vote for Malt Liquor Man. Don't
the
waste
with
your
Obama,
vote. Get wasted
with
and vote. There you
That's
go.
Right.
All righty. Well,
weird because it seems like Michigan's like a lot of Republican, but there's so many people that rely on their jobs for the union. If for president, we always end up going with a Democrat. And
yeah.
Romney's dad, when he was governor here, he was very well liked. And people liked him. But, you know, it was so many years ago. But
well, just because, I mean, a lot of people
are bombarded here with Romney and trying to get our state. But everyone's involved with, they want to keep their job, and we always end up with a Republican governor. Sooner or later.
Except that Jennifer Granholm, she was a lunatic.
She was dual citizenship. She was Canadian.
She drank so much Kool-Aid, this was turning purple.
Well, a lot of people got pissed at her because she made trade agreements with the Canadians to dump their garbage off over here.
Yeah, I remember
and
that.
Like,
yeah.
Well, what the fuck,
oh, yeah,
you know, because we got the water and everything. And
that's why we did a tax
calculating. Oh, well, that's because it makes methane gas, and it's going to help eventually for renewable energy. And it was just like, no. Bottom line is the Canadians are trucking their fucking garbage over here and dumping it in Michigan, which is bullshit, you know?
That's why we're going to declare war on Canada, and we're going to take it
back.
Oh,
yeah.
No, we love the Canadians.
But we're doing it for their own good.
We love Canada. No,
right
no,
now.
No.
Canada
should
Canada.
Take us
I live
over.
A half an hour away from Canada.
They should take us
nah,
over.
No, I don't want to be Canadian. I don't want to be like Michael J. Fox. I already got the shakes.
I think we ought to surrender immediately to the Canadians.
They wouldn't take us.
Hover around takes
cool,
me
though.
Where
we
I want to go. Where will it send me? Hover around takes me where I want to go. Where will it send me? Hover around, where will it send
me? That Al Green?
CeeLo Green.
Well, yeah, well, I don't know. I like Canadian TV shows.
Where my head was.
I tell you what's interesting about Canada and Canadians is the big difference between Canadians and Americans, I think it all goes back to slavery, and that our country here, United States, held on to slavery so much longer than Canada. And I think that, that has totally written the social differences between the two countries.
Well, there's that, and then there's the fact that they're still part of the French.
That there's what?
That they're still part of the British Empire. As it
well,
was.
Yeah, sure. Sort
which
of.
Only says to me they need to be liberated. Set free.
And they're throwing their trash in Wendy's backyard.
Yeah, I mean, do you want Princess Grace coming around here poking you with her finger?
Yeah, it's not Canada.
I sure do.
I'm not Princess Grace. Who's the, oh, that old ugly lady that's the queen
the governor issue.
As long as she's
Elizabeth,
you know, lubes it up first.
You want Prince Charles coming over to your house and slapping you around saying I'm moving?
I don't want that funny looking mother over
okay.
there. No, no.
You have to respect, though, the British Empire compared to us. When the British go in and go to war and they win, they keep the fucking thing. They don't go
there
over
go.
Their nation build and put all their new libraries while their own citizens are suffering. They go over there and they take it over and they fucking own it and they keep it. And that's how it should be. If you win,
damn
you
right.
win.
Well, that's why the Middle East and Africa are as fucked up as they are, because that's what the British did.
Yeah, exactly.
They colonized.
Well, you know what?
They left. Well, listen, let me explain.
Fucking, go on. We could get the oil.
Now I forgot what I was going to say. <No. laughs> They go over there, they take it over, they ruin it, they steal all the oil and everything, they just take everything they want, and then when they leave, they make their own country. So they got tribes living with tribes that hate each other. And for thousands of years, hundreds of years, they hated each other. Now they got to live in the same country and get along. Like Kurds and Iraqis and the Shiites and all that shit. Where's the British, man? Fuck the British.
Fuck them.
Everything
the British
touch, they turn it to shit. And fight against them and spend tax dollars and go home with nothing after we rebuild their nation.
So that's why we should just destroy it and leave it. If you won't build it, go ahead.
Well, you can take it over, you just fucking keep it.
Maybe we ought
it's
to just
like
quit doing war, man. You know?
Well,
yeah,
I mean, if people were fine with Japan and China.
I was on the boat, why I got all squirrely last night. I have to excuse myself from Facebook because I can't even handle all the stuff on there every minute of everybody fighting over politics. And then
it's all a bunch of
happens,
dumb shit.
Everyone's going to
do. You know what you got to do? Someone
candidate didn't win because of cheating or whatever, which is, you know, probably true.
Yeah.
You got to realize
so
that.
I'm part of it.
80% of the people on Facebook are idiots, and the other 20% are spamming.
So,
you just gotta take a good.
Well, you know what they say.
That's why you can't friend people you don't know.
Answer like fucking for virginity. It's ridiculous.
Hey, I got a phone call from Clint Eastwood the other night.
No way.
Honestly,
that's
guy,
funny because I got a call from an empty chair the night before.
But, you know, I've been hanging up on all these calls, and you get this one. He goes, hi, this is Clint Eastwood. And you're like, holy shit. I got
to
listen to this
one. To ride horses.
It's a long day. And you go, whatever you say, Mr. Eastwood, I'll vote for whoever. Thank you, Mr. Eastwood, sir. May I have another?
You don't vote for the person, you get a shotgun up the ass.
You're going to look pretty damn funny with that voting booth shoved up your ass.
Did you play that Clue Gallagher clip right at the end of the Clint Eastwood?
That's what I should have done. I wish I had my switchboard when I'm on the phone, man. You know? And I'd give him a taste.
Clint up.
Taste it. Yeah, Clint, how you like them apples, Clint, huh?
Right.
You heard wrong.
There you go.
Yeah.
I would think Clint.
Me, honey, boo boo child.
Yeah. Oh, no. I got started now. Here we go. Here's a classic.
Be sure and tell them Large Marge sent ya.
Oh, Bob Saget!
Yeah, Bob Saget. All right.
Anyone hear what happened at the Pittsburgh Zoo today?
No.
Oh, my goodness. That was
Pittsburgh
horrible.
Pittsburgh Zoo?
That was horrible. A stupid mother, man.
You know what? Yeah, that is fucking Mother of the Year award for that stupid bitch.
Spill. What happened? I didn't see this.
She put her 2-year-old kid up on top of a rail to have a better look at these wild African dogs. And the kid fell 14 feet into the pit, and the dogs ripped them apart. They just mold them. 2-year-old kid.
Oh.
She should be sterilized.
Yep.
Yeah. She had punishment enough.
No, that's stupid.
You think about it, though, you take the dogs out of the picture. You still don't put a kid up on a rail on 14 where there's a 14-feet drop, let alone have dangerous animals underneath.
You're dumb.
Unfucking believable.
Wow.
Same thing, pulling Bugger Jack and his kid off a two-story balcony.
Yeah, it's like that.
Well, what are you going to do, punish her for being a moron? Right.
Yes, you are. You're going to sterilize her and then beat her senseless with a fucking stick.
You know, that's very Nazi of you to bring up, but that sterilization, that'd be a great punishment. Because if someone's an asshole enough and stupid enough to do shit like that, they shouldn't reproduce.
Yep.
You know,
that should be your
sentence. It's not like we're going to put you in jail forever, but you can't fucking make another fucking dumbass motherfucker like yourself, period. Done.
Exactly. Well, and it's not like Nazis where they just say, all right, you, and you, because we don't like you. It's like you have to earn it. You prove you're a moron.
You should not
reproduce. Man, you got my vote, buddy.
There you go, man. Who's going to be in charge of eugenics? Can I be that too? Weed, booze, and eugenics.
There you go. No, hemp. It's not weed. It's hemp. Remember that.
Hemp.
Gotta keep it.
We're going to go to that Danny Thomas clinic there. You know what? All the cancer patients.
Yeah,
Give them all hash oil. Put all them motherfuckers out of business.
That's right.
2 weeks. They'll take the hash oil, cure the cancer, to go home.
That's right. You got glaucoma? Come on, oh fuck.
Whatever you got, man, we'll cure it.
Okay,
so says
the
minister of hemp. All right. Well, you guys ready?
Yeah.
All right.
What are we ready for?
The end of the world, for crying out loud.
Okay. It's quite an adoption.
Yeah, well, now it's time for the countdown to the end of the world. The world's going to end in 45 days.
45 days?
45 days. 6 hours and 40 seconds. Stick that in your pipe and smoke it, along with some hemp.
I just realized.
I'm gonna tell you the same thing Sonny Lance Slim been trying to tell you for years. Be careful how you vote.
There you go.
Yes, I'm warning you, people. Be careful how you vote. Be so careful. But when you go to that voting booth, love and sugar don't cut your throat. The Alderman say one thing, the president say the same. If I don't know how much money you got, can you play that game? I'm warning you, people. Please be careful how you vote. Yeah, the one they say gonna do something for you. They will know if you got the vote. Can you vote for them? Have a good time, man. careful how you move. I'm warning you. Be careful how you move. The ones that are going to do so much for you. Love and the one that sets your goals. I tell you how I feel.
Chicago Bow. Chicago Bow. Sounds a little bit like B.B. King there, one of them cats. Well done.
Like Buddy.
Yeah. That was the cool. Best election song I heard. I thought, you know, put it in a prime position right after the end of the world countdown.
I was kind of partial to that Richard Nixon song. I think
that well, that... That was beautiful.
That's a close second.
That was all's right in the world. If you listen to the lyrics of that, it's stirring.
Yeah.
Stirring. Absolutely stirring, ladies and gentlemen.
Right. He just raped your grandmother, but I'm still on both.
He wouldn't, you know. I don't know. I need to look up more on that song. Actually, I did a Google search on my old archive files, my memory box, and that came up.
So
I'll have to figure out the story behind that. I'm trying to look for the yodel, man, but this chunky switchboard is. Yeah. Oh, there it is. Stay still.
Build it, and they will come.
Wow. It downloaded two of them, I guess.
Oh.
So, well, you don't have to play it twice. I only need to play one of them. But it's the Sons of the Pioneers. This is what you'd call a group yodel. It's not just like one.
Just when you thought one wasn't enough.
Yodel!
Thank you. eyeball paint was the devil's saint. His eyes were a fiery red. Good men have tried this horse to ride, and all of them are dead. Now I won't brag, but I rode this nag till his blood began to boil. Then I hit the ground and ate 3 pounds of good old western soil. Singing, hi-ho, lad, don't you make me mad. I'm the devil's great-grandson, and I'm doing my best to tame the west with my great big 44 gun. Hey. I'd break his neck for the jolt he gave my pride. I threw my noose on that old cow's and once more took a ride. He turned around and soon I bound his tail where his head should be. So says I, perhaps he's shy or he just don't care for me. Singing, hi-ho, lad, don't you make me mad. I'm the devil's great-grandson, and I'm doing my best to tame the west and the great big 44 gun. Lady, oh, just to have a spree when to meet old Sheriff Jim. With fistic fun and the big six gun, I buy the town from him. For the hoop and a holler and a counterfeit dollars, and I ask for a bill of sale. But my face turned red when the contract said just 30 days in jail. Singing, hi, old lad, don't you make me mad. I'm the devil's great-grandson, and I'm doing my best to tame the west with my great big 44 gun. Betty, with bats wear Stetson hats and the bad men all run free. Where they sold a jail at a bargain sale, that's the land for me. Where the desert ants wear buckskin pants and help me rule the land. With the ants and the bats and my two gats, I'll rule with an iron hand. Singing, hi, old lad, don't you make me mad. I'm the devil's great-grandson, and I'm doing my best to tame the west with my great big 44 gun. Lady,
to be here.
Man, get cut off, was, huh?
Yeah, I got cut off again. So, but I do control.
Welcome back.
The switchboard.
Right. AJ's in the lounge.
Ah, I'm clunking around here in this chunky thing. Ah, welcome AJ, Uncle Jesse's Possum Hour. I believe tonight gives you the shingles, right? If I'm not mistaken.
The shingles, that's right.
Yeah. I made that one up on the fly tonight. I didn't. I was so busy trying to blow up the election, man. That took me hours to do that. I forgot. That's why I started doing all those fancy mixings and things every week, because I could had the fast computer.
Yeah.
And it's not so good.
Out,
so. It's not so good with the Wendy.
Yeah.
Are you up for the big sing out?
Sure, what is it?
You wanna do the zippers?
Are you gonna do it with me, and is there lyrics in there?
Well, let me see if I got it, wait.
You don't need lyrics.
I have never read the lyrics to any of our songs.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm so surprised.
I'll eat you kill it.
If I don't know the lyrics, I just threw in malt liquor or liquor.
That fits in anywhere.
Oh, God. I can't. You know what? I can't. This switchboard's just...
All right. Let's just do something we have.
We'll do something we have.
All right.
So what's wrong with your computer? Your other one?
Oh, it's in the shop still.
Oh, okay. Man, you must have been downloading some dirty thing.
That's right.
I tell you, it was iTunes. I said, okay, I accept the iTunes, manifesto. And then it went, that was it.
They're just trying to get you to buy a MacBook or something.
I don't know. They're crazy crap. The kids do this, I don't know, with their crazy viruses.
Crazy kids.
Get off of my lawn with your viruses.
I was thinking you was looking up some pornography from Bulgaria.
No, dude, I know, I know where all the safe porn sites are. Come on.
Crazy Kenny could report your ass.
I've been on the internet a long time.
With today's internet speeds, you don't need to download nothing.
That's true. You could stream. Well, that's the thing. If you got the dual core, you can stream like a mother.
Might be illegal
Indeed.
Just to read about Neil Horsley.
It is. It is, absolutely.
Yep.
All right. Well, I guess we got to figure out what we're going to sing out to. Let me get on to the sing-out songs.
My favorite one, and my vote is always for tequila.
You like tequila?
Yeah.
That's the tequila.
All right, because we're close.
You never, ever forget.
We're close to perfecting it. We're this close. You know?
I think that some music vocal producers want to hear our version of it.
Hey, gang, everybody that showed up tonight in the Possum Lounge, thanks so much.
Yes.
Good to see y'all. And, tomorrow, go vote or don't. Do whatever feels right, man.
Or go to vote and just go to Waffle House and grab a burger.
There you go.
That's what you do.
Or do donuts in the parking lot of the polling place and then split before the cops
get
there.
Yeah, just throw them at people and go, who'd you vote for? And they say, Romney, throw it at them. They say, Obama, throw a donut at them.
Yeah.
Hey,
they
still close bars?
In Kentucky?
Fortunately, no. You can still get drunk.
Kentucky don't sell no booze.
They don't? No booze?
Yeah.
Well,
it goes to prohibition time. They don't sell no liquor, no booze.
I got plenty of booze, so, it don't matter to me. Close the bar.
They
all
always drink people.
I kept the stash. Well, anyway, thanks for coming, everybody. It was a pleasure and an honor, and we'll try to do it again Friday or something. So come on back. Tell your friends. We had Mr. Science was here, man. Wow. We need to come back.
Here we go, baby.
Pedro. There you go.
Here we go.
Everyone, ready?
Tequila.
Malt Liquor.
Look for Malt Liquor Man.
Yep.
Don't waste your boat. Get wasted, boat.
There you go. Easy like a Sunday morning. I hope you're singing in the chat room.
Here we go now.
Here we go. Here we go. Get ready.
All right, kid.
Me.
Tequila.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you out.
ATR.
No, it's final.
First thing President Malt Liquor is going to do is invade Canada.
Here we go.
All right, big one.
Tequila.
Tequila.
Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Good night, everybody.
gotta go right now. Y'all take me with a little Jesus. That's where John Lee will be found. There's a bit cold on my back and my big guitar, 'cause I'm just restless. I gotta get on out of town. I gotta go right now. Everywhere's living Jesus. Baby, that's where I'll be found. Lord, 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 can I pick?
With a cardboard sign sitting there by the left turn line, flag on the wheelchair flapping in the breeze, one leg missing and both hands free. No one's paying much mind to him. The VA budget's just stretched so thin, and there's more coming back from the Mideast war. We can't make it here anymore. That big old building was a textile mill. It fed our kids and it paid our bills, but they turned us out and they closed the doors. We can't make it here anymore. See those pallets piled up on the loading dock? They're just gonna sit there till they rot, 'cause there's nothing to ship, nothing to pack, just busted concrete and rusted tracks. Empty storefronts around the squares, a needle in the gutter and glass everywhere. You don't come down here unless you're looking to score. We can't make it here anymore. And the bar's still open, but man, it's slow. The tip jar's light and the register's low. The bartender don't have much to say. The regular crowd's getting thinner each day. Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage don't pay for a roof. Don't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself. Mr. CEO, see how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore. There's a high school girl with a bourgeois dream, just like the pictures in the magazine she found on the floor of the laundromat. A woman with kids can forget all that. If she comes up pregnant, what'll she do? Forget the career, forget about school. Can she live on faith, live on hope, high on Jesus or hooked on dope? When it's way too late to just say no, you can't make it here anymore. Stocking shirts in the Walmart store, just like the ones we made before, except this one came from Singapore. Guess we can't make it here anymore. Should I hate a people for the shade of their skin, or the shape of their eyes, or the shape I'm in? Should I hate them for having our jobs today? No, I hate the men sent the jobs away. I can see them all now, they haunt my dreams, all lily white and squeaky clean. They never known want, they never know need. The shit don't stink and their kids won't bleed. Their kids won't bleed in a damn little war, and we can't make it here anymore. We'll work for food, we'll die for oil, we'll kill for power, and to us the spoils. The billionaires get to pay less tax, the working poor get to fall through the cracks. So let them eat jelly beans, let them eat cake, let them eat shit, whatever it takes. They can join the Air Force or join the Corps if they can't make it here anymore. That's how it is, that's what we got. If the president wants to admit it or not, you can read it in the paper, read it on the wall, hear it on the wind if you're listening at all. Get out of that limo, look us in the eye, call us on the cell phone, tell us all why. In Dayton, Ohio, or Portland, Maine, or a cotton gin out on the great high plains, it's done closed down, along with the school and the hospital and the swimming pool. And dust devils dance in the noonday heat, and there's rats in the alley and trash in the street, gang graffiti on a boxcar door. We can't make it here anymore.
That was pretty tits, man. I tried to find one without the shits bleeped out, but I couldn't find it. I thought that was very
a little editor.
As you would say, Wendy, I thought that was very heartfelt, that song. And very true.
Yeah, I would say something like that.
But we lost Malt Liquor Man.
Oh.
That's just the core of the council, the original ghostly trio.
The original gangsters.
Yeah.
Multi-speech guild.
Oh, yeah. Multi-speech.
Yeah.
We'll have to... maybe I'll put that on...
do something with that.
On YouTube and Grenache that, man.
Yeah, that needs to be heard more than once. You get the gist.
Hopefully there's a groundswell and Malty is whisked into the White House. And
yep.
I can get my hemp oil and I'll live forever.
Sounds like a master plan.
You got to watch that hemp oil video. It's insane, man. All these people going.
Oh, I remembered my assignment too. You gave me the other.
Oh yeah, about Iceland.
Yeah.
So what's up with Iceland?
I just remembered what it was.
Oh. Okay. So Friday.
Remember.
Friday, we'll discuss the aftermath of the election for 2 minutes, and then we're going to talk about Iceland.
Okay.
We're going to find out all about Iceland. I will, too, because that's going to be a mind blower right here on Friday Night Possum.
What were you guys talking about Iceland? Is that when I was... was that during the storm?
That was when the lights...
it was during the storm.
It was probably the after show where I cut out.
We talked on the phone, and then we forgot what we both said I was supposed to look up. And then, we both remembered.
Yeah. It hit me, too. Yeah. All right.
Pertinent stuff. Very pertinent.
Important. Hey, if the world doesn't come to an end, I'm going to take all the money I saved by not smoking cigarettes. and I'm going to buy a ukulele. I'm going to play, learn how to play Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. What's that?
Ukuleles aren't that much money.
No, no, I'll still have probably another $2,000 left over. But.
I just wanted to play a mandolin.
That
was
hard.
Yeah, I totally
It's pretty cool. But now we're talking money.
I always wanted a mandolin kitchen utensil, too, so I could make my own fries, like potato chips.
I just want to be able to play a couple of corny songs and, you know, get laid.
Well, they all be. Well,
they always go nuts for the ukulele player, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Get out of my way, he's got a ukulele.
Splash. They get good voice when they see what we're doing.
Doodly doodly. What do we got? See if I got anything good for one more. I didn't know what to do tonight. I really didn't. I guess it turned out okay.
Yeah.
Usually does. Usually does. This is a good one. Good show. I don't want to play that. So everything's so corny. It's so beat, you know, that's connected with, you know, you don't want to play shit that's already beat to death. I don't know.
Are you playing Raindrops Keep Falling on Her Head?
Yeah, this is Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. Hey, you want to play my... Oh, I got one more Halloween leftover. It's a quickie.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Thurl Ravenscroft, once again,
all right,
ladies and gentlemen. All righty. A quickie. You're on the Possum Hour.
Elucidate on what happens outside when it gets late. Along about midnight, the ghosts and banshees get together for their nightly jamborees. There's ghosts with horns and saucer eyes, and some with fangs about this size. Some short and fat, some tall and thin, and some don't even bother to wear their skin. I'm telling you, brother, it's a frightful sight to see what goes on in the night. Midnight jamboree, they break it up with fiendish glee. Ghosts are bad, but the one that's cursed is the headless horseman. He's the worst. When he goes a jogging across the land, holding his noggin in his hand, demons take one look and groan and hit the road for parts unknown. There's no rat like the spook that's burned. They don't like him and he's really burned. Swears to the longest day he's dead. He shows them that he can get ahead. Oh, close all the windows, lock the doors. Unless you're careful, he'll get yours. Don't think he'll hesitate a bit, cause he'll flip your top if it'll fit. And he likes them little, likes them big, part in the middle or a wig. Black or white or even red, the headless horseman needs a head. With a hip, hip and clippity-clop, he's out looking for a head to chop. So don't stop to figure out a plan. You can't reason with a headless man.
Oh, he's a master. A master.
A hell of a voice.
Weird. That dude's testicles reached all the way to China, I'll bet. Boom.
Ow.
They had... in the funeral procession, he was in the first hearse, and his balls were in the second hearse. That's That's how low those things are. Yeah. They're great. Sorry about that.
Gotta dig his name, too, man.
Thurl Ravenscroft.
Yeah.
It's surprising that he wasn't a bigger star.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he permeated popular culture pretty good there. But, holy cow, set of pipes the guy had. Well, Wendy?
You prepare a song.
You ready? Call it a possum?
Yeah. Call it.
Professor?
Yeah.
Is he not voting tomorrow?
Nope.
Yep. No, you're supposed to say yep.
Yep.
Yep. Is he not voting?
Yep.
Yeah, that's good. Wendy, I'm going to go vote.
Flower arranges.
I want you to predict who I'm going to vote for. Don't tell me, and see if you're right. And I'll be honest, and I'll tell you who I vote for.
I already know.
Toby Gillis.
You think? You think you
Gillis.
Know? You think you know? I don't even know. That's what I'm saying. I don't even know. You can't know because I don't know. I have not decided yet. It's exciting.
You know, multi.
I might write him in. Honest to God.
Hell.
Fuck it. You get just as much chance as the Libertarian or the Green Party or any of the other guys I agree with more than the other two
and we're
guys.
Looking at only 45 days.
I already know.
Okay. All right, smarty pants. Smarty Miss Know-It-All.
You are.
All right. Cool. Well, I'll see you all Friday. Have a good election day. Try not to get too drunk. And,
I have to stay off of Facebook. I'm not sure enough.
Okay. Well, I'll miss you. We'll all miss you on Facebook. But happy election day, one and all. And may the possum goddess watch over you. May the best possum win.
There you go.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Hey, good night, Malty.
Good night, Malty.
Hey, crackers.
Obama.
You brother, 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 brother,
brother.
He's not the peace candidate, baby.
You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving.
War is not the end.
We're only looking to conquer. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving. Oh, yeah. Take it back. Take it back. Punish me with brutality. Talk to me. We'll be right back.
What's happening, brother? What's happening? What's happening? What's happening, brother? What's happening? What's happening? What's happening?
Wait! Where are you going? I was going to make espresso.